This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
All right, so for the golf fans in the room, Mr. Bickle, Mr. Matt Myers, we got to talk about the Powerball ticket that Brian Campbell hit yesterday. If you're not a golf fan, I think you'll still enjoy this story.
Who is Brian Campbell?
He's a PGA Tour player, but he was a Korn Ferry Tour player for life. So he's 31 years old. He played at University of Illinois. He was a really good amateur player, but he can never establish himself on the PGA Tour. It just wasn't good enough. He was a Korn Ferry player.
He played one year in 2017, I think, and then lost his card, and since then had been on Korn Ferry.
Yeah, so he was...
Runner-up finishes there. Never won on the Korn Ferry.
He played 200 combined events on the Korn Ferry Tour and the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. Never won. Okay, had some runner-ups. But he did so well last year on the Korn Ferry, finishing in the top 25, that he got his PGA Tour card this year.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
He's playing a phenom.
He's playing in Mexico. Now, it's not a loaded field, mm-hmm. but he's playing against this Aldrich Potgieter, the South African kid, 20-year-old kid, the youngest kid on tour.
This kid hits him. Aldrich Potgieter?
Potgieter.
He's got the worst name.
Potgieter?
Yeah.
That's a horrible name.
Potgieter. No, he's got the worst name.
He's got a terrible name, but he pummels the ball.
He's probably going to be the next star.
If I were him, I would change his name.
It's too late.
Yeah. Change it.
I know, it sucks.
Something more marketable.
So anyway, so...
He's got the worst name.
Yeah. They go to...
Worse than Alvo.
A playoff.
Wertheimer's a better name. And, wow, Pot Amy Alden really traded up, but she got
that. What if it was
name?
Just Geeter?
Geeter's much better.
Or how about just Aldrich Pot? Aldrich Pot.
I think Geeter's better
Aldrich
than Pot.
Aldrich Geeter is better, I think.
All right.
Anyway, his name's Pot Geeter. So okay. Pot Geeter.
Literally a horrible
name. And Pot Geeter was playing well the entire tournament. He was leading pretty much the entire tournament.
He's a stud.
He is a stud, no doubt.
He has 193 ball speed on some of those drives.
Big fatty, but he's a stud.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's
a big boy.
He goes to a playoff with Brian Campbell. All right. It's par five. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I think they both par it.
Yeah.
Go back to the tee, play 18 again, par five. So Potgieter pummels it, stripes it right down the middle. Campbell slices the ball. It's going into the woods. This ball's going into the woods. If it goes into the woods, he's Dunsky.
He's dead.
Well, you have to hit three.
Well, he's Dunsky. Yeah. He has no shot at winning.
Yeah.
It hits a tree, bounces back into the fairway. Well, not the fairway, back in play. He's in the rough. He's 95 yards behind where Potgieter is, hitting the second shot.
So his drive went about 220 yards after it hit the trees. Potgieter's went like 320.
Potgieter hits an iron into the trap, right? Greenside trap, just short.
Just barely miss the green.
Campbell pummels a three wood. He's 68 yards short of the green. Hits a wedge to 3 feet. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6 feet. All right.
Maybe 4 or 5.
It was really good. Anyway, he ends up winning the golf tournament.
Nice.
Okay. Because he birdies Potgieter, your boy Potgieter with the great name.
That's my
boy.
He couldn't
make the putt. He had
I'll never hear about him again after this segment.
No, you'll hear Potgieter again.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. No, okay. He's a 20-year-old
phenom. If you say
phenom.
So.
We're going to talk about him on purpose just because you don't like the name.
He's a 20-year-old phenom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Brian Campbell ends up winning the tournament, right? Which is a life changer for him because now he has a 2-year exemption with his tour card. Mm-hmm. So he plays, he's going to play in the Masters. He's playing in Augusta.
It's awesome.
He plays in all the signature events, $20 million purses.
Well,
there's five more.
Changed his entire life.
Changed his entire life.
Yeah.
And good.
And it's because the ball went right back into play.
He got lucky.
Right.
Oh, he hit a power ball.
Stroke of luck.
Yeah. He hit a freaking power ball.
It's good because he can upgrade that girlfriend because he had about a 4 run out there and hug him on the.
You weren't a big fan of his? Well, I mean, look, he's about a 4.
He's an upgrade.
He's about a 4. I mean, come on.
Yeah. He might be a 2. His name is a minus 15.
No, we're talking about Campbell.
Brian Campbell.
Brian Campbell.
Okay, gotcha.
Pot Geeter will have a silly like John Rahm. Even though he looks like John Rahm, he'll have a silly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Campbell will upgrade his girlfriend. She's cooked.
I don't know if I'd go a 4. She's a little bit better than a 4.
Okay.
4 is heinous.
All right, 6.
All right.
Six on her best day.
But the fact that he just got so hooked.
Valdez, Campbell's ball speed on his driver, you routinely
pummel it. This is Matt
Valdez. His ball speed was, he was hitting 164 ball speed off the tee. Okay.
Yeah.
It was 270 carries. Not even old EB could carry it 270.
It's kind of nubs.
164 ball speed. Pot Geeter was hit 193, 194.
You guys love his name. You love that guy.
Pot Geeter. It's the worst
it's like
name
the new
ever.
Tiger Woods.
All I could think about was this guy is obviously a superstar from South Africa. Aldrich is kind of weird, but it has a unique flavor to it. But Pot Geeter, it's such a bad name.
He's got kind of a pot belly.
Well, yeah, he looks like John Rahm, but like. You know, without the beard or whatever.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
But that's why he can pummel it.
And he's a stud.
Gets it all in
like
it.
He won every. They said, who was doing the game? Dan Hicks or whatever? Mm-hmm. Whoever it was saying his Instagram
Dan Hicks, Brad
is
Faxon.
just him holding up trophies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a junior golfer and everything. Just,
oh, I know.
All he does is just win. He's just a freaking stud.
And he won on the Corn Ferry.
Yeah. At 19.
At 19 years old.
Yeah.
And Brian Campbell.
Peter and Corn Ferry get more run on this show than any show on the planet.
But my point is, Cakes, you don't understand. This guy Brian Campbell got completely hooked. He wins $1.3 million yesterday. For his entire career, he won like $1.5 million. Over 200 events. He won $1.5 million, and he gets $1.3 million yesterday. And now he can play in all these events where some of them are guaranteed cuts.
Yeah.
And
he's going to make $5 to $10 million this year.
He just got hooked.
Yeah. If you can play a full year on tour in 2025, you just make so much money.
Just make bank.
Yeah. Yeah, just to wear.
Denny McCarthy has made $18 million already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, think about that.
What a score.
Denny McCarthy.
In his career this year?
Not this year, no. In his career. Yeah.
That's still great.
Well, he's probably made an endorsement. He's probably made 30 million.
I'm just talking about on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, while we're on the topic of niche sports.
I thought it was a good story because I know you don't care about golf, but the fact that he got hooked and his life has now changed.
Rags to riches story for that guy.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of niche sports, it's hard to call poker a sport, but the WSOP had an event in North Carolina yesterday at Cherokee Harris Casino, where they have a tour stop.
They have WSOP events all over
everywhere.
The place.
It's a huge field. Yeah. I think the main event had like a prize of like $370,000 if you win it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this huge ballroom, nothing but poker tables and degenerates and chips.
Like the Junkies poker.
Kind of like what I did at MGM National Harbor 2 weeks ago. During the main event, they're down to like 65 players. Some guy just rolls through the tournament area. He's not even a player. And he knocks over, not one, not two, 3 tables filled with chips. He just gets underneath them and flips them.
He was livid.
He was Rick for some reason. Something ricked him. And he went through and knocked 3 tables over.
Well, maybe he played somewhere else and just got...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Security has to tackle him. It's a whole mob scene.
So there's chips everywhere.
There's chips everywhere. It's chaos. So then they have to go like...
Tables look broken. Well, almost like smashed.
Yeah, I don't think they're the sturdiest tables, especially when you bring in a big event like that. Yeah. They're not like... So they had to stall the tournament for 2 hours, go to the eye in the sky, and try to get all the chip counts correct from all the tables that are flipped over. And they're interviewing the players because like you go on a break or whatever, you don't generally... take a picture of your chips. I guess some people do. Maybe people will do it after something like this happens. But they had to ask them, like they had to go up to JP, like, how many chips did you think you had on the break?
20 because million.
They just don't know.
Well, they could look. Don't they have the
so they had to
the
go
sky.
Back. They had to interview every player. They had
but
to
that's
go
just
going to
probably
sky,
be an estimate.
And then,
yeah, but they can estimate pretty good.
Then
yeah.
They had to go to the other 60 whatever stacks that were at the that were left that didn't get flipped over and count every chip. I mean, it was a disaster. It was a poker debacle.
Did they give that guy the beatdown, or gave they just
him
the beat,
they gave him a little bit of a beatdown to get him under control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as they peeled off of him, they hauled him out of the room.
But nobody knows why he did it.
Don't know why he did it. It wasn't like a guy who took a terrible beat.
Dude, if that was
maybe he got a terrible beat at another tournament.
Could have happened.
Yeah.
Imagine, but it said it wasn't a player in the tournament.
Right. Imagine, though, if that was like a cash game in like Doyle's room.
Oh.
And it was like, that's one thing for tournament chips to, you know, not really quite figure it out.
Right.
But if those are like, they're real cash.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They're just hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
on the
out
table.
On the casino floor.
I wonder if a casino has insurance where they just will hook you anyway.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll just give you a ballpark figure and just give you the money if that happens.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know this, though. If I go on break from a tournament, a big tournament, I'm taking a picture of my chip stack.
see, that's the other thing. I mean, they got cameras everywhere, but it would just take forever.
Yeah, it takes time. It was a crazy scene.
But if someone, what if I had 15K on a blackjack table?
Yeah.
And some guy came behind me and just stole a bunch of them and just ran out.
Yeah.
Won't the casino cover some of that?
They're
if not all of it?
They're going to give you your money back that got stolen?
I mean, I got to think they hooked
you. I don't know.
I just think they can actually, you'd be shocked. They could probably identify to the chip. With those cameras.
Right.
You're probably right.
You know? Because they're looking for cheating and where you're hiding stuff. Like, they could see everything.
They're looking for the ROMs of the world that are coming in and trying to bankrupt them.
Right.
Take all their money.
Dude, I watched some guy just, you know, was on one of my reels. He was a poker guy, and he was talking about how you should never play poker in a house where you don't know the people.
Yeah.
And he just was shuffling, and he just was talking. And he's like, and, you know, you think you can cut the cards, and just put out four aces. Just on, you know, he just shuffled it in a million ways.
He's a mechanic.
One at a time. He just put out each ace.
Yeah, he's like Worm from Rounders.
Yeah, I mean, he was unreal.
Before he gets his ass beat by all the municipal workers, right? Right, Valdez? Also known as cops.
Yeah, and EB's favorite town, Binghamton.
Yeah, that's right. It was in Binghamton.
I'm telling you, Binghamton's nubs, that university.
I mean, Matt Damon was doing so well in that game, and then Worm shows up and screws it for everybody. They take a beat down.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Dierks Bentley at Jiffy Lube Live. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.